I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, coming up a bit later, Barry Zwerluga, Washington Post columnist at 8:20, and Steve Sands will talk PGA Championship with us at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the PGA Championship, we are about to do our PGA Championship player draft. The rules are very simple, $20 per man slash woman who is in the field. It appears we have eight participants, the four junks, Valdez, Drab, Thirsty Anna, and possibly Mo from Largo if he calls in and is ready to participate.
I messaged him on Instagram.
You did. All right.
Yes, so you replied.
You in good faith reached out.
I have Mo's name outside of the hat presently because he's not on the line.
Okay.
So if he calls in,
you'll throw the
name in. I'll throw his name into the hat.
All right. So this is different. So the first name you pull will be the first pick.
Yeah.
That's correct.
All right. Drum roll. Or are we going to say hi to Thirsty Anna?
Yeah.
Sorry. I have my spinner. But I was talking to Anna. I was suggesting that she wear Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots for Oklahoma attire for her major
look
picture.
Look at you, Valdez. Fashion expert and icon, Valdez.
Good idea.
Maybe a cowboy hat.
Good morning. Good morning, boys.
Hey, Anna.
Hello. How you doing, Anna?
Good morning.
All right, did they explain the rules to you? They always like to tweak things.
The rules? What? One international, one American?
Yeah, and then we're just going by the seat of our pants here. We don't have the draft order in advance.
We're picking the order as we pick our players.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I am always well prepared, ready to go. I don't disrespect the golf pool.
I'm guessing Mo is out because he still hadn't called.
Well, he's going to have to make it within the first 12 pick or 8 picks.
Or he's got to do it in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah. Time is of the essence for Mo.
All right. So this could be a 7-man pool.
He's sleeping through it.
All right, so I will draw the first name as the wheel spins. First pick in the draft goes to... This is Matt Valdez.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I've been doing
a lot of prep.
All right.
I know the type of golfer that can win this week.
Yeah.
And I'm going with Cam Smith, number one.
Ooh, Cam Smith.
Cam was in the mix at the Masters.
He was my boy. He was number two.
I stole him from you.
Yes.
I know. I always care for him. I love him.
He seems like a cool kid, man.
Cool kid. Very ugly.
He's a haircut.
He needs some
Invisalign.
Yeah. He's an ugly dude.
He's got bagged up chicklets.
Invisalign.
He's ugly. I mean, I maintain all along he's ugly.
He definitely is ugly.
Yeah.
Right. But he's good to root for.
You know he's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you'll be rooting for him this weekend.
I like ugly people.
Cam Smith.
That's why you're friends with me.
All right. So Valdez has taken Cam Smith. Second pick goes to... E. Bizzle has the number two pick.
I can't believe I'm going to make this pick. I actually can't believe I'm going to make it.
I think I know who it is.
I can't believe I'm going to do it.
Please pick Tiger.
No, there's no chance he's taking
it. I'm not picking Tiger. I don't have a vibe. God didn't talk to me this
no
week.
No one's going
to
take Tiger.
He didn't talk to me this week.
Didn't speak to you?
So I'm going to take Scottie Scheffler. He's the hottest player. I'm just going to take him. He's just the hottest player, and I've been disrespecting him. And he's got a great outlook.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how can I not take him?
Yeah.
I'm going to take him.
Scotty has a cute wife.
All right, so Scottie Scheffler off the board.
Yes. Most of them do.
She's very cute.
Yeah, most of them do, except for Ernie.
Very toot.
Third pick in the PGA Championship draft goes to one, Matt Drab T-shirt Cahill.
Ooh.
Picking third overall.
I have to say I like this, just going by the seat of our pants. I do like this.
All right, give us some credit.
All right, yeah.
All right, I'm
one
hoping,
of your ideas hit.
I'm hoping that the fifth time is the charm.
Okay.
Oh, I know who you're going. I'm already writing them down.
I write them down. Yeah. John Rahm.
John Rahm.
Rami Bear.
Drab always has Rahm.
Hello, Sun Devil.
What, am I not going to take one of the favorites?
I hope you've had him four times before?
Yes.
Wow. It's a great one.
Every time.
All right. Spin the wheel.
All right. With the fourth pick, who will be making it? Mr. Seven, Bishbucks, on the clock.
Are you sized?
Am I sized? Yeah, I mean, I liked this guy. Who was I listening to? Frank Nobolo was on Mad Dog yesterday, and
Drab
they were talking about
Frank Nobolo. He won't stop talking about him.
And he was hyping up Patrick Cantlay.
All right,
and I don't know. I don't have Cantlay in any of my other pools.
God, he's so boring.
That's fine. He's boring, but so strong and steady.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the perfect event for him. I'll take Patrick Cantlay as my American.
All right, so Cantlay is off the board.
Yes,
the first four picks, by the way, have been Cam Smith, Scottie Scheffler, Rami Bear, John Rahm, and Cantlay goes fourth to Jason. Spin the wheel. Picking fifth. I mean, I'm just getting hosed all over the place. John Paul Flame is picking fifth. So he has said pick the highest on the world golf ranking, and he loves Americans over non-Americans. So pick the American first.
Okay, that would be the highest ranked American on the world golf rankings, currently ranked third, is Colin Morikawa.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
That's a good one.
That's a good pick for
If JP wins in absence, I protest.
Yeah, JP in absentia.
They changed the rules like he did me in the World Cup.
All right, spin the wheel again. We're still waiting for Mo from Largo to see if he gets in the mix. I haven't heard back from him.
He's sleeping through the whole thing.
All right, picking sixth. She's rich. Her husband is in waste management. You connect the dots.
Hannah Banana.
Thirsty Anna picks sixth.
Okay, so here's what I think. He won at Hilton Head, had a great win. He's been strong, and I think it's time for another major. Give me an American first, Jordan Spieth.
Yeah,
all right. You are in.
Was thinking about him.
You are in with Jordan Spieth.
All right, we
driving the ball better than he's ever driven it before. He's just
I just
on
hope
fire.
His wife holds her baby better when she runs out on the course to congratulate him.
I know. I remember that. It was hilarious. That thing was bouncing around. I'm surprised he didn't get a concussion.
Have we heard from Mo from Largo? If we have not, we already know who the seventh pick is going to be.
That would be Cakesy.
Money Metal Cakes making the pick. I'm going to go international here. I'm bucking JP's trend of picking Americans first.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with Rory as my pick.
Oh, good pick.
Rory is my guy.
That's a great pick there. That's good value, Cakes.
I'll take that value.
It's good value.
And
he's been making Sunday so exciting since the Masters. You're going to be excited on Sunday, Cake.
I
guarantee.
Am. Okay.
Yeah, but it'd be nice if Rory had a good first round.
Right. By the way, what should the penalty be? What should the penalty be for Mo for oversleeping?
I don't know. We'll think of something.
I want his money.
Yeah, he's got to pay. He still owes 10 from the Masters.
Eternal shame and Jonah.
But I think he should be eliminated from the next major pool.
So he misses two.
So he messes the U.S. Open.
He's eliminated permanently.
All right, that's fine.
He crammed him into our thing anyways.
That's fine.
All right, so I'm picking again, correct?
I'm waiting to cut him.
You are correct.
Are we repicking for the second round, or are we coming back?
That's quite a wrinkle. I mean,
that would be a huge wrinkle.
I mean, we could do that.
I think that's unfair, though.
Yeah, but I kind of like it. I don't hate it.
I'm fine with it.
I don't care. Whatever you want to
do. Just pick it out.
Put all the names back in the hat.
I mean,
we're just degens.
That kind of screws you. Like, if you went sixth and then you go 12th, like, you just...
It's just the luck of the draw.
You never get hooked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know what? We're going. We're shaking it up.
We're running
we're putting
it.
Putting all the names.
All right,
running it back again.
Real quick, the first round was Cam, Chef, Rahm, Cantlay, Morikawa, Spieth, Rory. Now here's the second round. Right, of course, you have to have an American.
I got to make sure that I can't see any of the names. I'm crinkling them up, shaking them up in the hat.
Yep,
I'll be honest with you. I do not like any choices now.
All right. Spin the wheel.
I'm running out of international players.
Yeah, I'm running out of internationals.
All right. With the first pick in the second round, we've redrawn the names.
Yeah.
Drab is butt size.
Oh.
Drab T-shirt is on the clock.
All right. I was not prepared for this, so I guess I'm going to – I like – this guy's a grinder, Cakes. I like him.
You're going American okay. here.
He's going to shoot subpar every day this week. He's a hero. I'm going with my guy, Tom Hoagie.
What?
Tom likes
you
Hoagie.
Just want to say the name. You just want to say the name.
No, no. Doug Bell loves him, too.
Oh, he does? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doug Bell.
All right, spin the wheel.
Tom Hoagie, of course, won in Pebble.
He did win.
Did.
He's the guy they asked Tiger Woods who he was, and he had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. He said the sub.
All right. Picking next. Thirsty Anna is back on the board.
Oh. Yes. Woohoo!
She needs to pick a non-American
player.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
This guy, I love to root for him so hard. And Shane Lowry. Give me Shane Lowry.
Shane Lowry. All right.
All right. So your field is set.
You Who does Spieth? She have?
She has Spieth
and Lowry. Spieth
and
Lowry. Drab has Rahm and Hoagie.
I'm glad I don't have Rahm's Hoagie.
Yeah. The world is glad.
Jesus.
All right, picking next in the redraw.
The redraw.
Eric Bickle on the board, officially on the clock.
I'm struggling here, man. That's Rory, Cam gone.
Struggling.
I don't really like who I think is maybe the highest ranked player out there.
So, Evie, you picked Scheffler first. Now you have to round out your field with a non-American player.
I don't really like this guy.
I know you don't want to take him. I know exactly who it is.
You always say that. You never know. I don't like this guy.
Is it Hideki?
Yeah, I don't like Hideki.
Yeah, you don't want to take Hideki. But you're going to take him.
But I might take him. Hold on. Give me 10 seconds here. This stupid rule.
It's annoying to listen to the translator when he wins.
Yeah, I don't like his paws and his swing.
Xenophobe Thirsty Anna checking in.
He's learned a lot of English. Apparently did his entire master's.
Yeah,
a lot of these guys can do it. They just don't feel like bothering.
He doesn't feel comfortable enough.
All right, I'll take Hideki. It'd be hard for me to pass up on him.
All right, so Hideki is off.
I don't even like him.
Pretty good pick at somebody with a hurt neck.
I don't even like him.
All right, spin the wheel, Valdez. We've got a few picks left here.
Four left.
Next up, JP picking the highest ranked Euro off of the world ranking list.
I bet it's Nyman.
That would be Victor Hovland.
Victor Hovland.
It's
not Joaquin Nyman.
Is now no longer available. JP's team is Morikawa and Hovland.
Yeah. All right, Hovland.
All right, Valdez, let me hear it. Picking next.
All right, click off of that.
Jason Bishop. You're on the clock.
I like Matty Fitzpatrick this week. I think Fitzpatrick's going to play well. I think I like him for at least a top 10.
Mm. Well, he's got to win, though.
I know. I'm just saying, I think he's going to be in the mix on Sunday.
All right. So who are Jason's two guys?
Jason has, let's see, he has Cantlay and Fitz.
Cantlay.
Oh, okay.
All right, spin the wheel. Got two names left in here. It's me and Valdez.
You get kind of screwed in this one. You got kind of screwed.
Fine. Does it matter?
Poor Cakes.
None of us have any money left anyway after the market crashes. Valdez is up next.
Oh, I know exactly who he's taking.
Valdez has to pick an American.
Yes.
You do.
His name rhymes with Mustin Lamas.
You're wrong. I'm not taking JT.
Incorrect.
Right. I am taking Will Zalatoris.
Go with old Zally. All right. So I'm the final pick. Did I get the last pick both times?
Yeah, you got
boned.
Just a bone around.
I know, but you got
here.
Rory in the first round.
I picked Rory in the first round, and I will pick the guy whose name rhymes with Mustin Ramos.
Justin Thomas.
Thomas and Rory.
There's a lot of big name guys that didn't get taken. Did DJ didn't get taken?
Nope.
Correct. No
DJ's
Brooks.
Still on the board.
Brooks.
Fleetwood.
No Brooks Koepka. So no Tiger, obviously.
Valdez has got Zalatoris and Cam Smith. EB has Sheff and Hideki. Drab, the Hoagie, and Rahm. Yeah. Jason is trying out Cantlay and Fitz.
Now, remember, you have to win the tournament to win the pool.
Correct.
Or it carries over to the U.S. Open.
I wonder, is there a way we could do something now? This is for a future where we pick like a third wild card pick, and if that one hits, then everyone has to pay extra.
Like, I mean, maybe we could do that.
So some, let's noodle it.
Yes.
Let's, you know what I mean? We got like
extra.
Like
I like
a wild
extra.
Card.
Yeah, of course. Anna, like, who's I want endless money, wants to pay extra.
I want to pick Keegan Bradley or somebody. You know, like if it's beyond a certain threshold of odds.
Harold Varner, you could get somebody like him in the mix.
You know what I mean?
Sure. I feel like we're gonna have a first time major winner. Though.
You do?
I have that feeling.
All right.
All right, thank you, Anna, for participating. No thanks to Mo from Largo for not participating. He's got to serve some sort of penance for that.
He's been eliminated permanently.
Maybe. Fired him.
Maybe. Yeah. All right, thanks, Anna. So that
thank
is our,
you.
Thank you, boy.
Anna.
That's our PGA Championship.
Drive will be scrolling on Twitter.
Yes, he will. When we come back, we'll get into some Commanders talk. We'll dive into Carson Wentz. Was he insulted by what his former owner had to say about him? We'll get into that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.